الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. الله سبحانه وتعالى He favored us that He has sent Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as His messenger. The coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only a great blessing of Allah azza wa jal, but also it is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم. Indeed, Allah has favored the believers when He sent a messenger from among them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He was born and raised in Mecca. So the Arabs, they were the first and immediate addressee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. Although the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message of Islam, is universal. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy towards the whole worlds. كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards all people as Bashir and also as Nadir. He came to give the good news, and He also came to warn the people. So although His message is universal and His message is for the entire humanity, but the people of Mecca and the Arabs, they were the immediate and they were the first addressee of the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So He's saying that He has sent from among them. The blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so great that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they learned this and they understood this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba, they used to love Him so much that if they would go home, they would miss Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although at home they are with the family and they are with the kids, so usually people feel at home and people feel, you know, relaxed, but they used to miss Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would not relax until they come back and see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahabi comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, when I am at home, I will miss you. And then sometimes I think, what would happen if I die or if you die? You will be in Jannah and you will be in a great place in Jannah. How I am going to see you? I may not be able to meet with you in Jannah. And that makes me worried. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He remained silent until Allah azza wa jal revealed in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصُّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger he or they will be with those upon whom Allah has sent His blessings from the prophets and the Siddiqeen and the martyrs and the pious people. In another narration, a man comes and says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be with you in Jannah. But what have you prepared? Because being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah is a big blessing of Allah azza wa jalla, and it requires some preparation. I have not prepared much of the prayers and much of fasting. I have not prepared a lot of amal as such. However, ولكني أحب الله ورسوله. However, I love Allah and I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المرء مع من أحب. المرء مع من أحب. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The man will be with whom he loves. The man will be with whom he loves. يعني if you love Allah and if you love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that is a great good news. Because if you love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then you will be with him. Obviously we have many ahadith in this regard and many narrations in this regard. But for the time being, if you just look at this ayah in the Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then he will be with Mun'am alayhim. And if you look at this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, man will be with whom he loves. We can see two conditions or two simple formulas for being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both are important and both are necessary. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no iman. Without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no iman. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. One of you would not be a believer until I become more beloved to him than his father, than his children, and then the rest of the people. Not only love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a condition of iman, but overwhelming love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the compelling love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it should be far beyond the love of our parents. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is far greater than the love of our own children. And it should be so much love that is greater than the love of anybody in the whole world. This is required. This is not a plus point. This is not a positive sign. You know, good thing to have, good to have. No, good to have. Must to have. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a must. It is a sign of iman. It is a condition of iman. It is a requirement of iman. But the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. عند الاضراب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم as محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم a person, a human being, a great personality in the history, a man of character, a man of nobility, a man whom Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed with great qualities. Abu Talib also loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, he also loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loved him very much. He served him, he took care of him, he defended him, he stood with him, he backed him up all the time. But he loved him as a nephew. He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a nephew. He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad son of Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a great man, a man of great character. He knew that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an honest person, is a truthful person, and he must be doing right, and he will do good for the people. Abu Talib did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger of Allah azza wa jal. So although he loved him so much, but his love is only helpful in this world. Is only helpful in this life, or it might benefit little bit in akhirah, but will not save him. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is required is that love which is associated in iman with him. Love of him as being a messenger of Allah azza wa jal. Love of him as being a guide, innama bu'ithu mu'allima, as being a teacher of humanity. Love of him as hadi. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as representative of Allah azza wa jal, as someone who came to give the good news, as someone who came to warn people, as someone who came to take people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is necessary to understand, because this is what is mentioned in the other ayah, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Those who obey Allah and His Messenger, then they will be with Mun'am alayhim. So in order to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, and in order to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, love is required, but love with obedience. Love with ta'a. Because true love will demand obedience. True love is going to result in obedience. True love will come with obedience. There is a claim of love and there is a reality of love. Claim of love, anybody can claim. Or there is a level of love that is without obedience, and there is a level of love which is with obedience. The level of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is required is that which comes with obedience. Otherwise, in many hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised his companionship for certain people. But such things, they can be misunderstood easily, that you just do this and everything will be all right. I will give you an example. We might have already heard, there is a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أنا وكافل اليتيم كهاتين في الجنة. Me and the one who takes care of an orphan will be like this in Jannah. And he referred to his both fingers, the middle finger and the finger of Shahada, the finger of Tasbih. Yani, the person who takes care of orphans will be very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Obviously, this is a great virtue. Great virtue to help people who are weak in the society, help people who are vulnerable in the society, and especially help people who are hopeless and who are helpless because there is nobody to go to. So when you stand for such people, then Allah will be very happy. Allah will be so happy that Allah will give them honor of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. There is no honor beyond and more than this, that a person is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. And in the Islamic history, people understood the meaning of this. There used to be so many awqaf, so many endowments for orphans, so many awqaf, that orphans, their education is taken care of, orphans, their livelihood is taken care of, orphans, their treatment is taken care of, orphans, their clothing is taken care of. If they need to travel to study, that is also taken care of. So much so that many orphans, they did not feel that they were orphans. They were honored, they were respected, and they were taken care of like any other normal child. In fact, some of the great ulama, they were orphans. Some of the great scholars, they were orphans. One of the obvious names that comes to my mind now is Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayh, the famous muhaddith, an alim who wrote commentary on the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, Fathul Bari. Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Asqalani is a place in Palestine, in Palestine, in Palestine, in Gaza, near Gaza, Asqalan. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he became one of the giants of Islamic knowledge, one of the pillars of Hadith. Anybody who would study Hadith must read his books and must know his name and must repeat his name hundreds of times, thousands of times. Hafiz Ibn Hajar, the people who have written his biography have mentioned, he was an orphan. How can a person who is an orphan have such achievement, that not only he gained the knowledge of Hadith, he traveled, he met with so many ulama, and he dedicated his entire life to study and to teach the Hadith, and even he compiled many volumes, not books, 500 pages, no, volumes. The Sahih, the commentary on Sahih of Bukhari is in about 20 volumes, and each volume is about 1,000 pages. So how did he achieve what he achieved? Because he was taken care of. So the Muslims throughout the history used to have endowments, used to have awqaf, awqaf for ulama, awqaf for talabatul ilm, awqaf for mujahideen, awqaf for the horses of jihad. Awqaf for the horses of jihad. I visited a place in Damascus called Marja. Marja. So I asked, what is this place? They said it was called Marja because the horses which were used in jihad, and when they grow old, they would be brought to this place and they would be taken care of until they die, because they have benefited us in jihad. Now you cannot just leave them and abandon them because they became old. So in the Islamic history is full of these great achievements. And this was because of the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ana wa kafirul yatimi ka hataini fil jannah. But the meaning of this hadith is not that you just do this, you know, set up an auto payment of $5 per month for a yatim and jannah is guaranteed, right? Or set up $10 of payment for a yatim and jannah is guaranteed. Nobody has said this. This simply means that this is one of the a'mal which will bring a person close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you do this with hope, in promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, and if you do this because of love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is likely that you will also do other amal of deen, and that you will also employ and apply other teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your life, and that will take a person to Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us understanding and tawfiq. Inshallah, tonight from Asr Salah until Isha, we have the Seerah conference and the Seerah program, and we have some guest ulama, inshallah, who are going to address us and benefit us from their knowledge and wisdom. And inshallah, we will also have bayan of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Dawand Barakatuhum, who is the chairman of Rahmat Alam, inshallah. So please try to attend from Asr and stay until the end of the program. And also bring your families and bring your neighbors and your friends. Inshallah, there will be a provision for the ladies as well. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala sayyidina Muhammad, alhamdulillah.